Shalom, everybody! Right before Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they brought a Korban Pesach. And this is described in Sefer Shmos and Perek Yud Beis and Parshas Bo. The Korban Pesach brought in Mitzrayim is called Pesach Mitzrayim. And the Korban Pesach that we brought and we will bring again in Mitzvah Hashem soon in the Beis HaMikdash, that's called Pesach Doros because it was brought for many generations, not just that one time in Egypt. And the Tosefta in Maseches Psachim in Perek Ches lists many similarities and many differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. Some of the differences that the Tosefta lists are, for example, that only in Pesach Mitzrayim were Bnei Yisrael told to put blood on their doorposts, not in Pesach Doros. Another example is that with Pesach Doros, everyone shechts their Korban Pesach in one central place. In Pesach Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael were told to shech their Korban in their homes, and then sleep in their homes. With Pesach Doros, you shech the Korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you sleep in Yerushalayim. There's no obligation to sleep in your home. And there's other examples of some differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. One last example is, in Pesach Mitzrayim, the Torah says in Parshas Bo, in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, Ve'atem lo seitzu ish mi Pesach Beiso. You, Bnei Yisrael, may not leave your homes. In Egypt, Bnei Yisrael were not allowed to leave their homes when they brought the Korban Pesach. And the question is why? Why weren't Bnei Yisrael allowed to leave their homes that night in Egypt when they brought the Korban Pesach? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Samach Amar Aleph, and he also quotes the Mechilta, which say that the reason has to do with safety. That night, with Makas Bechoros going on, and really every night, is dangerous, and staying inside is safer. There's lots to say on that Rashi, on that Gemara, and that Mechilta. However, the Tosefta itself and the entire context of the Tosefta says that the reason for Bnei Yisrael having to stay in their homes on Pesach and all the differences we mentioned, that's not related to safety or anything like that. Rather, it's connected to the Korban itself. They're all halachos in the Korban itself. The Korban Pesach brought in Egypt would not have been kosher had Bnei Yisrael left their homes. It would not have been kosher had Bnei Yisrael not slept in their homes. It would not have been kosher had they forgotten to put blood on their doorposts. And again, the question is, why? And we can ask another question. It's a related question. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph, says, in the name of Rav Yosef, that there were three mizbachos, three mizbeachs, three altars in Egypt. Where were the three altars? The Gemara says, the two doorposts and the lintel. Those were the three altars. And what does the Gemara mean? Bnei Yisrael brought their Korban in their homes with these three altars in their home, and they had to sleep in their homes. What does all of this mean? These questions are asked by the Lubavitcher Rebbe of Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in 1994. He asks these questions in Likutei Sichos in Chelek Chaf Vav. It's the third Sicha on Parshas Bo, and he says the following beautiful idea. Pesach was the birth of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, and they walked through the Yam Suf on dry land, and they went into the wilderness, and they received the Torah, and they built the Mishkan, and then they entered into Eretz Yisrael, where they eventually built the Beis HaMikdash. And through the centuries, Bnei Yisrael learned from Mitzrayim all the way through the centuries. They learned how to be a nation, and how to bring the Shekhinah into the world through the Mishkan and through the Beis HaMikdash. And all of that is our national destiny. It's our national job in this world. And all of that started back in Egypt. And where in Egypt did it start? In the home. And that is the message of all the halachos of the Torah and of the Tosefta. Before you bring korbanos in the Mishkan, before you bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, before there can be kedusha infused onto the Mizbeach, before there could be a Mikdash Me'at in your shul and in your community, before all that, there has to first be kedusha infused into the home. First, the home has to have the kedusha of the mizbeach. That's the three altars on the doorposts. In Egypt, we were told to stay home, sleep at home, pay attention to the home. We were told then, and maybe we're being told that now, first focus on the home. Is there kedusha in the home? Is there shalom in the home? Is there respect in the home? First, start there. On Pesach, stay home. Focus inward, and then in the future, we can look outward again. That's certainly going to be our job in the long run. But now we focus inward. And only then, God willing, soon, we'll be able to look outside of the home as well. Have an amazing day, everyone.